I lift up my eyes to the hills, sang the psalmist. From whence does my help come? My help, he went on, comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Welcome to the After Dinner Scholar, Wyoming Catholic College's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, Director of Distance Learning. Throughout the scriptures, men and women encounter God in the wilderness and the mountains. Think of Abraham traveling through the wilderness to the land God would show him. Think of the people of Israel in the desert with Moses, receiving the law on Mount Sinai. People swarmed out to see John the Baptist in the wilderness. Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, and St. Paul, after his conversion, quote, went away into Arabia. This week at Wyoming Catholic College is Outdoor Week. Our students are in the wilderness encountering God, we hope, as they rock climb, go canyoneering, mountain biking, canoeing, rafting, and backpacking. Dr. Tom Zimmer runs the outdoor program at the college and beyond the college directs CORE, Catholic Outdoor Renewal. CORE's mission is, quote, to provide transformative wilderness experiences which renew the heart, CORE being Latin for heart, of those who participate. Dr. Zimmer is our guest this week on the After Dinner Scholar. Dr. Zimmer, let's begin with the history of CORE. How did CORE start and how is it connected with Wyoming Catholic College?
For me personally, I've been trying to mesh my love for the outdoors and kind of my career path, if you will, with my faith. And it's been difficult because there's no programs like CORE out there. There's no Knowles or Outward Bound, for example, that has a Catholic component to it. I've done some work with some Catholic programs like Camp Waituwa and things like that, but when I found out about Wyoming Catholic College, that I could actually have my career in the outdoors with my faith kind of mesh for the first time, it was very exciting. So since I've been here, basically, you know, I got here right when we had our first class that graduated. Once we had alumni who were going out there and teaching for high schools and entering other communities, and then they would find out, oh, wait, you worked for, or you went to the school that had this outdoor program, and whether it's, wow, I've been waiting for our youth group to have an opportunity, or a seminary, for example, that, wow, we've been wanting to do outdoor trips forever, but we haven't found a Catholic-based organization that can do them. I guess what I'm trying to say is after a couple years, the phone started ringing. And so we would get people who call up and say, hey, I heard through one of your alumni, or I heard through, you know, some connection with the college that you all do these amazing outdoor trips. Well, when the first phone calls came in, I had to kind of say, yeah, you have to be a college student. So you ready to sign up for a 4-year and be an undergraduate student again? Enough phone calls happened to where it started dawning on me. And then, of course, I brought that to some of the leadership team of, hey, why aren't we during the summer when our students are gone, why aren't we opening this up to the larger Catholic community? And so lo and behold, we had our first trip years ago with a seminary that came out and they did a 10-day backpacking trip. And they absolutely loved it. They've done trips with us ever since. I think we've taken 60 of their seminarians at this point. We're doing another 20 this year. And so that was the start of it. And then a youth group called us. And then Father Nathan from Eagle Eye Ministries calls me and, hey, can we start doing something together? So long story short, it started just happened organically through just the word of mouth. And then we officially opened our doors in November of 2016. And that's when we officially said, hey, we're now CORE Expeditions and started actually getting the word out and letting people know. And so, you know, last year we did about 20 courses and this year we're lined up to do about 30 courses. So we have a lot of different organizations and seminaries and groups that are starting to find out about us and do outdoor expeditions with us. It's great.
Do you do any for just individuals?
We do. We've done a couple trips where just a family of four came out and we did a 5-day trip for them. So small groups. So those are what we call custom courses where like a family calls and says, this is what we want to do. Or a seminary calls and says, we have 12 men that we want to do this or high school, so on and so forth. Now we do have what we call open enrollment courses. That might be what you're referring to. An open enrollment course is where an individual can sign up and they'll be on a trip with a bunch of other individuals. So we do have a few of those courses on our website available this summer. I would say most of what we do is our contract courses, where a youth group from Minnesota says, this is what we want to do. We're bringing this group of people out, and we customize a course specifically to meet their budget and their needs. And, you know, what are their goals? Where do they want to go? Do they want to do it in Minnesota and do canoeing? Or do they want to come out to Wyoming and go backpacking, or go to Moab, Utah in the middle of winter and go, you know, out to the desert? So those are most of what we do are the contract courses, but we do have some open enrollment courses.
Now, your website says, core website, I should mention, is part of the Wyoming Catholic College website. It says, faith, beauty and wonder, community and personal virtue are these elements which we feel are most under attack by our society. And so they are the elements that CORE strives to renew in the hearts of our students. Let's take those one at a time. How do you strive to renew faith?
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we call those our four pillars. And I guess I wanted to point out that not only do we think that those things are being attacked, we also believe that the outdoors is the best venue to kind of grow in those things. And so let me go with like the progression that we have in the backcountry. So the first one that we kind of hit is what we call the beauty and wonder side of things. So imagine, you know, our participants who are out there in life, and they probably haven't been, you know, out in the backcountry lately, or if ever. And now they're overlooking, they're at the top of a mountain and they're overlooking this beautiful, just amazing scenery. Or we're at a campfire and maybe for the first time, many of our participants look up at the sky and they actually are seeing billions of stars, like more than they ever thought was even imaginable. And so after a couple days of our participants being in the backcountry, we have kind of our first pillar talk. And so our pillars that are, you mentioned them, but the first one is beauty and wonder. And we basically talk about what does society think is beautiful? What do your peers, you know, when working with college students, what do you think your peers would call beautiful? And when you're stuck in a city, you know, what is beautiful? What do commercials say is beautiful? What does Hollywood think is beautiful? And then we actually get them to think, what is really beautiful, especially when we're out in the backcountry. And when you went down the Grand Canyon type, you know, view these rivers that most people can at least imagine what that looks like. They've probably seen photos of the Grand Canyon, or you're on top of a big peak like the Grand Teton, and you're seeing this actual true beauty through God's creation. We get them to start thinking about that. And all our talks, they're not really a talk, it's more of a conversation. So we get them to start brainstorming and start thinking, and then we lead them into a conversation to get them to really think about beauty, and then get them to think about wonder. So for example, the typical commercial, the beer commercial where there's, you know, half naked woman, you know, is that what society is calling beautiful? Or is God's creation beautiful? Is that woman beautiful? Absolutely. But how is society kind of stealing beauty versus what is real beauty? And then what does real beauty cause us to do? Well, when we see billions of stars, when we see a Grand Canyon type view, it causes us to wonder. And ultimately, what do we wonder about? Well, we wonder about our creation. We wonder about why we're here on Earth. We wonder about the relationships in our lives, things like that. So that's our first pillar. Our second pillar is community. We absolutely believe that the outdoors is the best place for community because you get rid of all the distractions and you are in the present moment with that person. There's no cell phone. You know, you walk into a coffee shop and you see people sitting next to each other, but they're not even talking to each other. So now not only is there no cell phone, there's no computer, there's no distractions, there's no TV, but there's also you're cooking a meal from scratch with raw ingredients. You're collecting water from the river. You are sleeping in a tent next to each other. You're living day in and day out for some of our courses are 3 weeks long. So whether it's a 1 week trip or a 3 week trip, for 24/7 during that trip, you are invested in that community. And so immediately you start to have these relationships grow in the backcountry that you just wouldn't experience anywhere else. And so again, we have a talk that gets them to think about after a couple of days of living this life. Of like, well, what does society think community is? Are your friends on Facebook actual part of your community? Is the person that you're sitting next to at the coffee shop when you're also looking at your cell phone and texting somebody? No, that's not community. So they get a true hands-on experience of what it is to live in a community of 10 people. And then ultimately, with all these pillars, we want, the trip does not end at the end of the trip. If the end of the day or the end of the trip is Saturday, we don't want them to go home and, wow, that was an amazing trip, I'll chalk it up as these great memories and have some great photos. No, we want them to carry on what they experienced on our expedition to the rest of their life. So we also say, hey, okay, so why is the community so amazing out here? And why is it different than back there? Okay, well, when you go back home, what are some things? Yeah, you can't take the Grand Canyon with you. You can't take the Grand Teton with you. You can't take this river with you. But what can you take from your core experience back with you so that you have a richer community? And maybe one of those things, for example, is when you go to that coffee shop, you just put your phone away and you encourage your friend to put their phone away so that you're invested in that person that's sitting across the table from you. So the third pillar is virtue and leadership. And again, the outdoors is brilliant at, if you just looked at the four cardinal virtues, for example, it's just an amazing place where you actually grow in those things. So temperance, for example, you have a limited amount of food. Oh, you burned it. You're gonna have to deal with that. So you burnt the food. So one, you have to deal with temperance. You can't just go to a grocery store and get more food. You have to deal with the fact that there's justice. Like maybe I actually burnt the food. So the little bit of good food that isn't burnt, because I burnt it, I'm gonna give that to you. So I need to be just with that. Also, tolerance for adversity. Yeah, I'm frustrated right now. It's raining on me. I can't just go into a nice warm house. Well, guess what? We're gonna grow through that. So we're gonna grow in those virtues. We're forced to grow in those virtues. We're forced to deal with those things because we can't just, you know, for example, if it's raining, you can't just go into a nice warm house. Yeah, so another cardinal virtue when we think about being in the outdoors is fortitude. And the fact that whether it's the mountain you have to climb, whether it's the river you have to cross, whether it's having to wake up early and hike those 6 miles, whatever it is, it's forced on you. You're forced to deal with it, but then you're also forced to deal with the success of that and the fact that every roadblock in your life, you're going to be able to overcome. The fourth pillar, of course, is faith. And so we have a variety of ways that we work with that. One is when we have a priest, which is ideal. And some of our trips have priests, custom courses, either priests come with the group, or we have a network of about 100 priests that we email out and say, hey, we have this course. So once in a while, we get a priest that is able to make it on the trip. Well, if there's a priest there, we have daily mass. We have access to the sacraments. We also have the ability, when the priest is out there, to do adoration, or we'll do a long solo. And of course, most of the priests will bring their own spiritual kind of programming and things that they want to like bring to the table. And then when there's not a priest there, we still make sure that we have a very, like, the whole trip is centered around our faith. It's centered around prayer. It's centered around, we do morning prayer, we do evening prayer, we do rosary walks, things like that. And of course, just talks that in the moment, our guides kind of like, hey, this is a great time to talk about whatever topic they want to talk about. Sonship or things like that.
Good. Now, you mentioned that there are trips people can sign up for, and obviously people can contact you to talk about bringing their youth group or organization. You also have access to a dude ranch.
Starting last year, we now have the Core Ranch, which is an old historic dude ranch in Pinedale, Wyoming. And we run a couple weeks of programming out there. It is also the base camp, essentially, for our backpacking trips that we lead in the Wind River Mountains. So it's right at the base of the Wind Rivers. It's an absolutely amazing location, only about 60 miles from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The biggest thing that we do at the ranch that we're really excited about is we have a family ranch getaway and we have a family ranch retreat. And so you can imagine, I mean, this is an old classic dude ranch. It's kind of rustic. But, you know, there's multiple cabins, there's lots of lodging options from a cabin, there's also a main lodge that has kind of like hotel rooms up top. We provide all the meals during the day. Basically, the ranch is a completely all-inclusive experience. Families show up and they've got a place to stay. They've got every cabin and every lodge has their own shower. And then we have a cook, and we have a whole staff team of 7 or 8 staff that are there. And more importantly, during the day, you get these high adventure activities. So we have horseback riding, we have rock climbing, we have canoeing, mountain biking, and of course hiking. And then of course there's some families that love to fish and they bring out their fishing equipment. We have some to rent as well. And then, so the getaway is more of like this vacation where you're gonna be at this amazing ranch with other Catholic families. You have access to daily mass, but you kind of just kind of do your own thing. And you know, if you want to hang out at the campfire afterwards, great, go for it. Maybe there's going to be a fun conversation. The retreat, however, is more of an actual formal retreat where the families all show up on Monday, they all go home on Saturday, and there's a progression of the retreat. There's the same activities during the day, high adventure stuff during the day. And then in the evening, there's actual spiritual conversations and the retreat is run with our team. We're very excited this year. We have Christopher West, actually, will be joining us for one of the weeks. He's actually bringing his family, so he's excited to kind of be a retreat participant, if you will. But he is going to be doing two different talks. He's going to be doing a talk on theology of the body when it pertains to a solid marriage. That'll be at the beginning of the retreat, and towards the end of the retreat, he'll be talking about how theology of the body relates to raising a family. So we're very excited to have him join us this year.
Every day, my love for the mountains grows more and more, said Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati. If my studies permitted, I'd spend whole days in the mountains contemplating the Creator's greatness in that pure air. If you or someone you know has been thinking similar thoughts, a core expedition, Wyoming Catholic College's PEAK program for high school juniors and seniors, and the Wyoming School of Catholic Thought are ways to get out into the mountains and contemplate the Creator's greatness in that pure air this summer. Visit wyomingcatholic.org for more information. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.